This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Teresa Ann Uribe. Date of birth, May the 23rd, 1970. Case ID number is 567-55A3. Date of exam, May the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Christus Health Systems, dated 11/28/22. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old married female with 9 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of COPD. Of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / bronchitis / cough / shortness of breath, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and dizziness / shakes. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2022, where she worked as a housekeeper for 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her family and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / bronchitis / pneumonia / heart failure. History. The claimant states that in 2004, she was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, asthma, comma, and pneumonia. She denies any allergies. The claimant states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, comma, climbing 3 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, and with seasonal changes. The claimant does have a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. The last time the claimant was in the emergency room was on February the 25th, 2023, where she was hospitalized for 7 days. She was also hospitalized in November of 22. The claimant was diagnosed with COVID-19 and mycoplasma, and was diagnosed with a pneumonia. She suffers from asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Her chest x-ray on December the 2nd, 2022 was normal. However, she was worked up for heart disease, and the claimant has severe pulmonary hypertension with moderate mitral regurgitation secondary to a history of rheumatic heart failure and heart disease. However, her ejection fraction of the left ventricular area was 65%, which is very good. The claimant does get very short of breath, which may be coming from the mitral valve disease and regurgitation that she has. She did present short of breath and was unable to do much activity without becoming short of breath. Her oxygen saturation at this office visit was 95%, which is very good. However, after the physical exam, her pulse was 102. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to develop pain in her hands and in her knees. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. No x-rays were performed, and she denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her physician is Dr. Stacy Whitney. She is presently on no medications for pain except for cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD, which she states does help her. She states that she does no other physical activity. Daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, comma, and she likes to paint, and she makes signs and jewelry at home. Allegation number 3, dizziness / shakes. The claimant states that since 2012, she has had shakes and dizziness along with coughing, lightheadedness, weakness, secondary to her shortness of breath. She is presently on no medications for that condition and attributes it mostly to her respiratory problems. Family history. Her father died at the age of 76 from a myocardial infarction. He had hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and osteoarthritis. The mother is 65 and has diabetes mellitus, heart failure, and anxiety. Medications, Symbicort, inhaler, Q4 hours, amitriptyline, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QHS, albuterol, 25 milligrams / 3 milliliters, Q6 hours, albuterol, HFA, 2 puffs, QID, ipratropium bromide and albuterol sulfate, 0.5 milligrams / 3 milligrams QID, metoprolol succinic, 25 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of mitral valve rheumatic heart failure with heart disease, comma, pulmonary hypertension / severe with moderate mitral regurgitation, left ventricular ejection fraction of 65%, history of COVID-19 and mycoplasma pneumonia, history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and chronic bronchitis with asthma, dizziness, and shaking. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking, 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 194 pounds. Height, 60 3/4 inches tall. BP 120 over 79 mmHg. Heart rate, 77 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 95%. Heart rate after physical exam, 102 beats per minute. BMI, 37. General, this is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute respiratory distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. HEENT. Could you drop down after the fourth sentence. The claimant has poor dentition and is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous palpitations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. The claimant has a grade 2 over 5 murmur over the left side of her chest. No rubs or gallets were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs appear to be clear to auscultation, but the claimant does have decreased breath sounds in both lung fields. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Her oxygen saturation was 95%. However, the claimant appears to be mildly short of breath. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show moderate fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to asthma / chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and severe pulmonary hypertension with moderate mitral regurgitation, secondary to rheumatic heart disease. Probable diagnoses, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / bronchitis / asthma / history of pneumonia from COVID-19 and mycoplasm. Appears to have resolved. Last chest x-ray was on 12/2/2022, which appears to be normal. However, the claimant does have shortness of breath, which more likely than not is coming from a history of rheumatic heart disease secondary to severe pulmonary hypertension and moderate mitral regurgitation. Her left ventricular ejection fraction was 65%, which is good. However, she does appear to be short of breath. Allegation number 2, osteoarthritis - mild, appears to be stable at this time. Number 3, dizziness / shakes, more likely than not coming from the different medications to open up her lung fields, appears to be mild at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Teresa Ann Uribe.